All right.
Thank you, buddy.
How you doing?
Oh, rough. A lot of these white people are really, a lot of them are so mean.
I know, right?
Yeah, I might as well have been in the deep south. I saw people who I work with on the Tim and Eric show, this girl named Caroline, who was an office director. She played like I didn't even exist with her girlfriends.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sucks,
huh? You want to hear something? All these young white kids stood in line by the thousands to get autographs from me, sign the Tim and Eric t-shirts. Now they see me out here by myself. They treat me like dirt under their feet.
Do they know you from Tim and Eric?
Oh, they do.
Put on your seatbelt.
They do, buddy. But I'm just letting you know, even with my fame, I still face discrimination. They're phony.
Yeah.
I was visiting this Hispanic church downtown L.A., and this white woman with her... Was her husband was so mean to the people in the Spanish church.
Do you want to tell your story and I can record it?
Sure.
All right.
Hi, my name's David Lieberhart, and it's really sad that racism is alive and well against Hispanics and African Americans. A lot of whites that confess to like all people equally are hypocrites. I'm an ex-Navy veteran. I sell my portraits at La Brea Tar Pits. They play like I don't even exist. My friend Javier Rodriguez, who sells fruit in front of La Brea Tar Pits, they treat him very bad. They don't even say no thank you to him. They treat him like he could be the wall or light post. Me the same way. The same whites that I'm not going to give any names, who I work
with. Well, what names? Just I have a couple. Like famous people.
Well, I don't have money. I'm just going to say there's a lot of people that are all white that confess to like all people equally, and they're racist against blacks and Latinos, and it's wrong. You all know who you are. When I was standing in line, you all stood in line to get autographs from me when I did the Comic-Con at the Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job, when I toured with Tim and Eric, and I've stood up and taken your phone calls, and 90% of the people that call me that like me are white. But when they see me selling my portraits on the street or see me filling out an application for a regular job, they play like I don't even exist, I could be the wall. And you all should be more legitimate. And
what do you think it is? Why are they acting like that?
They've been raised from their conservative Republican parents and their grandparents. They have no tolerance for minorities, you know. And you all need to be a law unto yourself and think for yourself and not be prejudiced against Hispanics and blacks. Because, you know, the Hispanics and the blacks have given so much to to the white community. And you all should be more humble and be receptive. And you shouldn't put on this phony plastic that you like everybody. And then when you see a minority on the street, play like they don't exist. You know who you are, and you need to not follow your Republican, conservative, racist parents. You need to be a law unto yourself and think for yourself and love all people equally.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
10, 5, 4, 3.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la or skidrowstudios.com. All right. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Oh, man. So tonight we have Kazu Nagahama, and you may know him from... I know you from, like, Tiny Hats and stuff. Remember Tiny Hats from... what do you call it?
Tiny Hats?
Yeah, Tiny Hats from that show. Rick and Tang kind of good... Kind of good show, all right?
Yeah, well, they actually recently they talk about the Saturday Night Live kind of stole our skit, and then they kind of did Alma, you know, Alma.
Uh-huh.
So they had a core. Yeah.
Well, welcome, man. I'm catching a little bit of a buzz right now.
Yeah.
That's why I'm feeling kind of weird right now. And my partner, Dan, isn't even here right now.
Well, we're kind of waiting.
We're waiting. This show is not live, so nobody's listening to us right now, so we can say anything that we want. Well, Mindy, our engineer, is filling in. You're filling in for Nick right now, right?
Yeah, he's playing a show.
Yeah, he's rocking it out.
But I can't imagine that she's the punk rock drummer. I asked her earlier, waiting for you.
That's right.
Right? I asked her if she's going to knock and shake the head while she's doing the, you know, rock band, whatever things. She said, yeah, I do normally. But she doesn't look like, you know, she's like...
She looks very innocent and very sweet and like... You know, I think it might be like a cover for the real crazy wild animal drummer.
I'm pretty crazy.
Yeah, I guess
I've seen her play too.
I hide it well.
You play in Dangerously Sleazy. In fact, like I want to congratulate you for doing double duty because you're running the board right now and you got a show after this, right?
Yeah, at midnight I'll be playing.
Where?
You guys should come when your show's over.
All right, cool. Where are you playing at?
Redwood.
Yeah, that's right.
At the Redwood. All right, yeah. That's not that far. If we're not, you know, too drunk, then we could find our way. We could stumble our way over there. We'll check it out. Dan just got here. Now Dan's late today. Remember last week? You got to turn your mic on right now. You got to So, Dan, look how professional we are on this show, man. Kazu Nagahama, you've been in show business for 20 years, right?
It's going to be 20.
It's going to be 20 years. And so what do you think about the professionalism here at the More Music Radio Pod, Skid Row Studios?
Well, I was surprised because before they moved in this Skid Row studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was at their couple street away. And it was a plane. Came here. You know, Jeremy took me in.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's totally professional looking. And then now Jeremy has two interns and a beautiful girl and the other guy.
Right.
And then now you guys keep doing this show. How long? 2 years?
It's been a year. A year and a few months.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
This is episode number 53. All right.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Look at us.
It's good to hear you, Dan.
So that's a thing.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
So tonight,
hi, Mindy.
Tonight we have Kazu Nagahama from, and I know you from Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Okay. Great job, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to talk to you tonight, and we're going to get into your brain, and we're going to find out everything about you.
Oh, wow.
We want to know everything about you and your career and how you think, how you react to things. We want to know what your programming is, you know, and we want to know what makes you pump.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
We can try.
All right, cool. So we're going to play another couple songs and we will be back. You know what? Let me tell you what we're going to play. We're going to hear some Wet Mango and some Cool Skull right now. And we'll play some more music on the More Music Radio Pod. That's why they call it More Music.
That's
all right.
Right.
Oh.
Hello? Hello, Peter Wang. Peter Wang. Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you.
The More Music Radio Pod, broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row.
In a line saying me first and keeping condoms in they purse. I'm the worst when it comes to talking dirty like a jerk, but I told you how I squirt. It all comes with the worst.
The boys love my thick ass Cuban thighs, pretty horse eyes. Boy, I open wide, let it slide when you come inside. I got a lifetime supply of Plan B in my drawer, so hit it raw dog style until my pussy sore.
I picked you up at the stop for the city bus. You drank some robot dust, real dick and titty bum. Then ate a burger from Hardee's with hot curly fries. Go to bed late, sleeping, and never early rise. You know all about me, I'm fucking Johnny X. I wanna pee when you pee and go between your legs.
If you wanna fuck with me, then you gotta make it hurt. I got that oven, boosted slip, overflowing love.
fuck you.
Stinky,
fuck you.
When I say stinky, y'all say fuck you. Stinky,
fuck you.
Stinky,
fuck you. When I say huevos, you say fuck you. Huevos,
fuck you.
Like an answer key in English class. I don't have the answer, but I did a lot of research, deciphering the placement of a hyphen in your sight words.
Baby, come for me, you can put me in my place. I'll be riding bloody knees, con tus huevos in my face.
Nerds think about sex, jocks think about sports. When I see you standing on the curb in some short shorts, all I wanna do is zoom, zoom in your ham hock and dig like a kid seeking China in a sandbox.
You paint your mommy, daddy, playing doctor in Miami. Nippy, tucky, we can fucky, get it stucky in my sticky, yucky. We can dance, take a chance if you want to. You better fuck me in my ass before the night is through.
Oh, I got that shit.
This is the Cool Skull. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod. Stay classy.
You listen to the More Music Radio Pod. You guys are evildoers. To the More Music Radio Pod. I was just pointing at the recording light. The recording light doesn't work. It only goes on when Mindy says something.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh. It only goes on when something important's happening.
Oh. We got a couple bugs to work out here.
Because when Mindy talks, it's important.
Oh, wow. You're so important.
So I don't know. I missed the first like 3 minutes of the show, so I don't know if we introduced Mindy's our engineer for the night. I was listening to a different show.
Oh, what were you listening to?
I was listening to the 94.7 Waves.
What station? I don't even know the stations now. I don't listen to regular
Wave.
Now. Do you guys listen to regular radio?
That's nice. Yeah.
No, no, actually, I was. I don't know what I was. Actually, you know what I was listening to? I went to the King Devil show last night.
So, oh, yeah, man. I'm sorry.
I bought a record, and I was listening to their CD on the way over here, actually.
Maybe you might want to lend that to us so we can.
Yeah, we can play it. We can play a track off that later tonight. Maybe if we have time.
I don't know.
I don't want to interrupt our guest time because we got.
No, that's fine.
Well, I mean, we have two hours. You don't have to tell us. I mean, it's our show. We'll do whatever we want, but we don't want to interrupt your time.
Thank you.
You're right, Kaza. We got 2 hours to kill right now, and
let's go, slow because I'm drinking tequila now.
It's Cazadores.
Cazadores.
Feel free to send us money, Cazadores, or anyone else for that matter.
Go to skidrowstudios.com/donate. Visit the donate page.
Oh.
Become part of Skid Row Studios.
Yeah, if you want like a t-shirt or some free music or something,
and then
I'm pretty sure we can make that
happen. We'll send you something free. If you donate and you let us know, you give us the receipt. We want to see the receipt, okay? We're not just going to let you bullshit us and we'll get free shit, okay? But if you donate, SkidRowStudios.com/donate, SkidRowStudios.com/donate, whatever, you'll find it, okay? Yeah. Go to SkidRowStudios.com and play on there.
But also Facebook, they have a page, no?
Facebook, they got a page.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of things happening.
Yeah, that's good.
Have you heard of Stitcher? Mm-hmm. It's like. Have you heard of Pandora Radio?
Pandora, yes.
It's like Stitcher's like the Pandora of like talk radio, in podcasts.
Oh, right.
Believe it or not, you can find us on there.
Oh, good.
Right.
So, good. If your computer's, wonky or working.
Yeah, right now the podcast, everything. See, Jeremy moved to New York City. Yeah. Jeremy's in New York now, so I was gonna say if Jeremy can hear us, he could call, but you can't hear right now. So maybe we can get Jeremy on the phone later on. I don't know. Oh, wait, we can't do it because the computers aren't working, right?
Well, I asked her, maybe? But she said technically.
Yeah, it might be kind of hard right now.
Hmm. Okay.
Our magic jack broke. It's all busted.
Oh, that is it.
No, it's like that phone thing. It's like $20.
Dan is very funny. Like he'll say some jokes and stuff.
But that's the part of the truth. You know, that's a comedy. You know, if you have a question, what if? And then people are like, oh, that's true. You know,
it's
a kind of funny question about it.
Yeah, Magic Jack will save you some money.
Yeah, I wonder every time I see that kind of infomercial, I said, is it technically illegal or legal? You know,
you don't know.
Yeah. But I never heard that they got sued.
There was this Vietnamese guy a long time ago in the 1990s.
Yeah.
And I forgot what his name was. But they did a couple Saturday Night Live skits or whatever they call those things.
Yeah.
Like a comedy thing.
Yeah.
About this guy. And he actually, you would see his infomercial. And he's like, oh, you can make million. Oh, just be like
the
me.
Dude on the yacht,
like
right?
Me.
He got the boat and all the chicks.
Yeah,
that guy was awesome.
Hey, make a million, become a playboy like me, you know? And so like I would watch that and be like, man, this fucking guy's awesome. I just loved his, just watching him say how, he was like doing the fucking whole bling bling thing before it was fucking popular.
Yeah.
And he got arrested because he was found it was fraud.
Why?
I guess he was making money off of like properties that were going into foreclosure. So some like fraudulent shit. Yeah. And I was a little younger back then, so I wasn't really paying attention. I heard he went to jail, and then I was like, oh man.
Oh no.
We're not going to see those infomercials I like anymore.
Yeah.
I forgot what his name was.
But you know, when you... I see that in the Hollywood or entertainment business, 20 years I see. Always there's a chance that some people are doing well, but seems like they are doing well. And then it happens, like a crime, whatever thing. Tiny thing, DUI or even rape kind of attempt, whatever things. That ruins whole life.
Rape is a little bigger.
Yeah, but even attempt, you know, they would just release things. I had a sort of case. A friend of mine was doing well. He was a couple major TV show. But he recently got arrested for attempt sort of sexual assault to the minor girl.
What?
I said,
oh, that's right.
How could you do that? You know, know the girl, how old she is. And then he was trying to flirt around. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, that's...
Was he trying to stick his fingers in her pussy or something?
I don't know. They had six churches. They're saying that playing with a foreign...
Nasty.
Foreign... item, whatever things. I don't know what the foreign item is. But the thing is, I would say if you're a professional, you would take care of your personal life as a professional as well.
Yeah.
But I don't have a chance to talk to him because he's arrested right there downtown behind me. You know, there's a federal prison, so he's there.
Right.
So I would like to say, you know, through my Hollywood life, I'm going to say, if you want to pursue the dream, accomplish, you better be careful with your personal life too.
Right.
You know, where's you know, eyes and, you know, Mindy Mundy, you know, she's looking at me, you know. She would say, hey, Kaz was at the Skid Row studio. Mm-hmm. He was trying to kiss me, you know.
You know, she could say, yeah, you know, Kaz was at the studio and he's trying to get me drunk, making me drink shots
but
and stuff.
Now I'm professional.
Or I drum.
Yeah. But,
I don't drink and drum.
Oh.
Breaking the law.
Oh, how important.
Yeah.
Recording.
No, but you're right. You got to take care of your... I mean, when you're famous, everybody knows everything that you do, right?
Well, I'm not famous, but the thing is just my...
Well, if I looked you up, I could find, you know, if the computer worked, I could look you up on the internet.
Well, that's just Google, you know?
You know, yeah.
Everybody can be Google. But Justin Bieber, too, if there is no internet, he wouldn't be famous because he started off internet with YouTube. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, people can become so famous quickly.
Right.
But all day, my uncle time, whatever, you know, all... The, actors, they need to take time and build up their information, whatever thing, you know, fame.
Right.
Now it's easy to get their point, you know?
Right.
I think there is something that we are missing.
Oh, right.
He's here.
Oh, that's hey, Nick's here, everybody. Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so did you talk to your friend about that? So what did he do? I mean, he touched an underage girl and he knew it, or what? Was he guilty or was he being framed?
No, I think that's interesting because Hollywood is a common, right? So a lot of people trying to use their fame, whatever, you know, trying to
pick
the girl.
But people could get blackmailed and stuff. Right?
But L.A. County DA office charged him specially because he owned the Hollywood acting school. Also, he was Asian and he was using the authority to do that. You know, that's more kind of bad kind of looking crime. So he specifically named his name. It was everywhere on TV and internet, like a press.
Yeah.
I was like, gosh.
You think his mom saw it?
Oh, his mom is in Japan, but it's released in Japan too, in Japanese. So it's like shocking, you know?
Yeah.
How dare you? I was like, how dare you? How can you do that to your mom?
Mm-hmm.
But he was over 45, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
did he have sex with the underage girl or he tried to?
But maybe he did something sexually because it happened back February.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tried to understand, you know, trying to understand the situation, but also investigate his things.
Was it a really young girl or was it
16?
16. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
technically, you know. But
I mean, if it was like Kentucky or something like that, or some like shit kicker state or some crap, like maybe, you know.
But he was
they
here
let
in
him,
California.
They let him bone down like at 15 or something, you know,
yeah,
some states.
But that's
what I heard. I don't know.
But yeah, that's interesting because I have to be careful too. As I said to you earlier, I'm on Tim and Eric. Most of the viewers are interesting teen, minor to unlimited, like 30 to something 40s, you know. If I talk to the minor fans, whomever, I have to be careful what I said. But there's no proof that what I say, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only I can be careful is how I respond to them on Facebook, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if a lot of people trust me, if I'm not going to do rape or sexual assault, they're going to come to support me. But
I would trust you. I don't think that you would, by looking at you and by talking to you, like, I don't think that you would rape anybody. Like,
I
couldn't imagine the Tiny Hats guy, like, raping somebody. Like, if someone said, hey, did you hear Tiny Hats raped somebody? I'd be like, no fucking way.
But it happens. But I'm proud of a Japanese. You never know. Japanese mind are kinky. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
What's rape here is just, you know, a nice night out somewhere else.
Yeah, it's
wow, that's horrible. I can't believe
some of those anime films, they make me horny. You know,
yeah,
it's hard.
Yaoi kind of things.
They show the titties and stuff.
You know, like sexual assault is a lot harder to explain to your friends than like violence.
Yeah.
Like if you like even like killed somebody, like you can probably like explain to your friends, like, look, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Like the shit was going down.
Right.
I had to fucking kill. I had to fucking kill that guy.
I had to fucking kill him.
And like your friends and they would understand. It's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Like, But like rape and like sex, it was like, well, it was just happening. I had to do it. Like, yeah, you don't understand.
Yeah, I had to rape
out of control.
Like, you didn't understand.
Yeah, that's a hard one
to
talk yourself. Yeah.
That's interesting because I went to the law schools in Japan. It's interesting because this California, but also United States, basically law somehow changed and protected women. But first of all, domestic violence too. Mm-hmm. They don't listen first. They arrest and then trying to find out.
Oh, okay.
Usually females are really stronger, right?
Mm.
This country. I mean, everywhere. But the thing is, rape too.
I don't know. Females in Afghanistan aren't really, really have much power, you know? Well,
that's different, you know?
Yet.
Here, mm-hmm. California is very interesting because that's why, even like rape, what's their definition of rape? Like with a force or against their will, you know? That's interesting because what if she's coming in our room and mm-hmm. we're going to have orgy, but not now.
Okay.
But the thing is, if
we got a show to do. We're busy.
But the thing is, if she is kind of like agreeable to us, we kind of sense that or assume that she's agreeing with us to do some things.
Uh-huh.
But behind that, she wouldn't say anything. But later on, she said, I was raped because that was against me.
Oh.
You know, that's kind of a technical thing.
You want to know something, though? I mean, I've seen some Japanese porn. First of all, the Japanese porn, they pixel out the crotches. They pixel out the pussy and the cock.
Yeah.
And that's my first complaint, okay? Whoa. Secondly, it looks
that's
like
technology amok.
In every Japanese porn that I've seen,
yeah.
And you could see them for free, like on PornoTube or RedTube or something.
Oh, wow.
You can see what I'm talking about, children. Look up Japanese porn. You can see what I'm talking about. The lady always seems like she is like being like raped all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's just like everyone. They're all, oh no, no.
Yeah.
No. I don't know what they're saying, but it seems like I'm like, somebody help this girl because she's being raped and like, you know, why am I masturbating to this? I can't even see the crotch.
Well,
pixelated.
That's your fascination, you know? Some men, like, they want to control the girls because they can't in the actual life. They want to take over the power. Then that's why I fantasize whatever things. That's my idea. My case... Yeah, I have some fetish, but I cannot talk about it.
What do you like to do? Do you like to like role play? Like say, okay, babe, check it out. Just leave the door open or leave the window open. I'll climb in. I'm going to pretend that I'm doing a home invasion and I'm going to tie you up and I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. And just like, you know, don't call the cops or anything. Don't be scared. We're just
the
this
neighbor would call the cops.
Is that what you like to do?
No. I don't do that. I'm not harmful.
You don't pretend to be like the mailman and be like, hello, I have your mail. And then like you open the bag and there's like a hole in it and your dick is popping through it.
I did many crazy things, but I'm over it. But I'm, you know.
Do you consider yourself kinky?
I am.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of, what makes you think that you're kinky? Like what kind of stuff do you like?
Well, I, first of all, blindfold them and you know, tie them up and whatever.
Sensory stuff, right?
Yeah, but that's one of my play. But
see, I listen to the Love Bite on SkidRowStudios.com, and like I'm getting kind of, you know, I'm learning a lot of stuff, you know. Well, I haven't told my girlfriend, hey, look, let's pretend I'm breaking in and I'll rape you or something. But I haven't told her that. That's not really my thing. I guess like I'm like kind of conservative. Is that conservative? Like if you're not into that, that means you're uptight.
No, it's okay. Helpful. If she's in the relationship with you, that's how you develop. And then, you know, kind of pursue that she can do it with you.
I don't know. You know, Hollywood's a tough town. Everyone's a critic. I'm not into acting, you know? Like,
well, music is
like,
part of Hollywood.
Thumbs down. The other guy would have done it better.
Oh, that's sad to hear that, you know? Well, that could be good. Compliment.
Yeah, you know, usually people that are into like, and I listen to like the Love Bite here and there, you know, I'll check it out. They refer to other people who aren't into kink, you know, into kinky stuff.
Uh-huh.
They refer to them like as if they're like fucking lame assholes or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? They go, oh, you know, I used to be in my vanilla life, you know, whatever, like calling like regular life like vanilla and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you know, I don't know, like, they're better flavors, you know, than vanilla, you know? So I take it as like an insult, just like, okay, so just like I don't like, you know, like a chick to like step on my balls and fucking call me a piece of shit. Like, that makes me vanilla, you know? Like, what the fuck, you know?
Well, it depends.
Fuck this. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Depends, because you never know what you get into until you try, you know? You can try first, and then some people get addicted to it, you know, like it's like a drug, you know, but it's a fascination of all things. But I tried everything, but I still can't find anything struck me. I'm trying to, you know, that's why I pursue, that's my passion doing Hollywood, you know, that's why you know, tag and work with, you know, Adam Shankmore, other kind of people.
Right.
Now I'm making my music song, working with other music creators, you know, my monologue was kind of electric music, but I think it's funny.
We went to the Echo this past weekend.
Oh, that's right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was fun. We saw you were in the Adam Shankman, the Adam O. Breakfast Show.
Yeah, that's right.
You played Chef Kazooie.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Adam has the Skid Row studio like a Tuesday too. You know,
yeah, Tuesday podcast. At 8 o'clock you check out Adam O. Podcast.
Yeah, I hope he's gonna.
If you're not a lame person, then you will do that. You know, if you're lame, you're probably like watching like, you know, American Idol or some shit.
Well, American Idol. Yeah, I'm tired of those things. But you know, but I see the Adam. I found Adam like back to 2007. He was so brave enough to contact me, and we started working together. He was. No, he didn't do any comedy before. But he had such a guts, you know, he has so rough, what do you call, a diamond kind of creation. You know, I really respect that. So I started working with him once a while. And then we started off other Adam Shankman show.
He has like this kind of like, he has like a brilliance a little bit, you know what I mean? But you're trying to figure out where his angle is, he's coming from, and... Like, I don't know. I like him. I think he's very entertaining.
He is wonderful. I like him. And then I to be honest, a couple years ago, I was over the limit. I said to him, that's it. I can't do it anymore. I took my time for free, and then you didn't, you know, do what I expect. And they split, actually, honest. But a couple years later, a year ago, he invited me for Comedy Central stage. For his this breakfast show.
Oh yeah, that's
so
right.
So professional. I was so impressed, and I came up to him. Congratulations, you finally did it. I see your potential. You know, stardom.
Right.
And he contacted me afterwards because there's Asian role. Actually, I saw it. There was some other Asian doing the role of Chef Kazooie. Now I'm doing. That was impressed me, touched my heart. He said, "Kaz, that's what you want. I want you to do it." And I said, you know, I don't want to kick my other actors out of your show. You take care of it. I don't want to just slip in and then other Asian actors coming in. Hey, Kaz, you took my spot. Yeah. I don't want to do that. So he did it respectfully to other actors. You know, he's doing well too. And now I see his potential, you know. But still, we need to work on a couple of things.
Yeah.
But I'm so...
But you enjoy working with Adam Shankman.
I really enjoy doing it, you know. That's the part of it. You do the music, I do the acting, or, you know, producing, writing a sketch. You have to have a passion and enjoy it first, no matter what people said. You know, and then you have to believe in it, right?
Yeah, that's true. It pretty much just comes down to, like, I guess if you're going to do anything, you got to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, when, you know, our band, you know, the Mormons, you know, everybody shits on us. You know, we've been playing for 14 years and people treat us like fucking pieces of shit. And, you know, no, I'm just kidding. Some people do.
Yeah.
No. Actually, some people do treat us like we're fucking pieces of shit, you know, but that's okay. We're not bitter or anything.
We have
like
bad
that.
Days too.
We've just been around for a while, you know, but the thing is like, that's the thing. We're not making like any money off of it, but we are enjoying what we're doing. You know, we are doing what we do best, what we feel, you know, most comfortable with. And, you know, there's not many things that I'm like good at, you know, but at, you know, playing music, and you know, drinking and having fun with my friends, like I'm pretty good at that, and I do enjoy that, and that's what makes it worth it. It's gonna be 14 years in August. What do you think?
That things, you know, if you totally believe in it, even though it's not popular at the time, but if you believe in it, take a lead, and then it becomes trend once a while, right?
I think it's I think it's a good idea that we've been doing this as long as we have, only so that we don't get ourselves involved in anything like important.
Yeah.
Then we'll definitely fuck some shit up.
Yeah. Well, but I want
you, bad news.
I want you to guys enjoy, you know, Hollywood. Okay. You know, but I always tell the people that
I am enjoying Hollywood though, because look at us right now. I mean, we have a radio show.
Yeah.
We're talking to a Hollywood actor right now. I mean, like, I didn't think that we'd be sitting here. Like, I saw Tim and Eric, and I recognize you from Tim and Eric.
Mm-hmm.
When we played the Adam Shankman mm-hmm. prom night, yeah. I think was the show that he was doing that we played.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, and I mean, look at us, man. Like, we're big shots, man. We got a radio station.
Yeah, so we're not like sweating it either.
That's engineers right. and that's shit, right. you know? Yeah. Fuck, man.
So that's the thing. I always tell my friends, like, I left Japan because I was so tired of entertainment business. I started entertainment business even early teen.
Mm.
And I got paid, started paying by the government because National Kabuki Theater, I was becoming female, whatever, then Kabuki opera singer. But I was so tired of it and the move here because I had uncle, other people started supporting me. They said, take a break.
Your uncle, you mentioned to me before, is mm-hmm. Pat Morita, right?
Yeah. But Mr. He's
Miyagi.
Not,
yeah, Arnold from Happy Days, right? Was he Arnold? He was Arnold, right?
I don't know.
He was Arnold. He was the actual owner. He'd be in a few episodes. Every once in a while, you'd say like, oh, there's a Japanese guy.
Yeah, but
Arnold.
He married three times. He was such a nice, I mean, woman is, you know, popular guy. He was
I wish he was still alive because I think that since he was your uncle that you would introduce me to him. And then like maybe I'd be able to hang out with Pat Morita and hang out with him and talk to him.
He was special to me, but other, you
he
know.
He was special to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly, you know.
But the thing is, through his acting career, if you Google him, he came out late, popular. He suffered so much, struggled. Mm-hmm. And then what he hit the stardom is most likely around the Karate Kids, you know, 84.
That's right? Like his most popular
role.
Yeah,
but he was already mid-30s or something like that. So it's like me.
He looked like he was actually older. I mean, he was like...
Yeah.
But, yeah, Mr. Miyagi was like an old...
Yeah.
An older man, right?
Yeah, at that time he was old. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was. But now I'm reaching the point of his age. He started off really...
Bye, Mindy. Have a good night.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Mindy. Fun. Mindy's leaving right now. Oh, okay. Nick showed up. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Mindy's going to go play drums in Dangerously Sleazy.
Oh,
if it were live, we'd say go check him out at the Redwood Bar. But check him out. Look up Dangerously Sleazy. Thanks, Mindy. We appreciate it.
See you.
Good night.
All right. See, that's how we do it. That's how we do it, man. It's like, you know... Nick, it's all about, you know, we make things happen here. We make it work.
Yeah.
Okay? Nick had to go play a show.
Mm-hmm.
Mindy said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to be there for you guys. And I'm going to start the fucking shit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cover for Nick. And then Nick comes here. Boom. Not even just like nothing. Just comes in, swoops in, sits in his chair. He has his cans on now. He's ready to go. How you doing, Nick? You doing all right?
I'm pretty good. How you guys doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we're doing all right.
Yeah, you're I like it.
Nick is very soft spoken. I don't know if you know. He's like,
well, it's like me like, too. Everybody.
No, I like, dude. I was Nick was bringing the energy, man. I was feeling that.
Oh, how was the show, Nick?
Oh,
really, really good. I got there, set up, played. Mom, out of here. I gotta go to work.
Boom.
And so I made it here. I thought I wasn't gonna be here till like 10:30, 10:45, but I got here at like 10:20.
Hell yeah, man. So it's working out.
Yeah, now I'll go let Mindy do her thing, play some drums, you know?
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Tag
team.
Yeah,
man. You know what? So when we have a show, man, we're going to have you fill in for us, man, and then Mindy can run the board, okay?
All right, sounds good.
We're going to do that.
Sounds sweet. Good.
And then Kaz is going to come in and just make sure that everything's going cool, you know? But don't fuck with Kaz, man.
Cracking whips and shit.
I'll tell you.
Really cool.
Interesting story that all.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? We have some more songs to play, and you know we're on time now. I mean, we're usually late, you know, because of my ass. I'm always late, and Dan's always late, and you know it's usually a late show. But we started on time.
That's good. That's our profession.
And we have some music to play, and we're gonna hear some. There's a band, Anesthetic Frank, and we're playing with them on July 6th at Spikes in Rosemead, and they have a new song. And we're going to hear it right now on the More Music. Get ready, man. You ready to go? All right, Nick. It's all you now, man. Mindy's gone. You're back in your spot.
All right. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. On the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Boom. Here we go.
Yo, motherfucker. You are listening to the More Music Radio Portal from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California at skidrow.la.
You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on Skid Row.
Dr.
Ya, chin kasu yarodomo. You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Are we back? Yeah, we're back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Yeah. Hey, we have Joel in studio right now.
Yes.
What's going on, Joel?
Not too much. Just
so
out.
You're here, man. You're here to fix the problems over here at Skid Row Studios.
Yeah, hopefully.
So what are the problems? We're not going live right now. Do you know what the problems are? Like, are you as technically savvy as Jeremy with computers?
I don't know what he has set up on there as far as how everything's running, but it just seems like a hardware problem right now.
Oh, okay. What's going on with it? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That could be, you know, anything.
You know what? I just got a
hard drive, anything.
I just got a text from Jeremy saying that he found a temp workaround, but that was like, well, that's not just. Well, yeah, I just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he found a temporary workaround. So do you know anything about that? Maybe can we have him call in? Did you try calling him right now?
I didn't try calling him. You should text him.
Well, you text him back. That's direct to more, right?
Okay. Yeah. Here. Let's
I
see.
Want
I'm
to hear
say,
you, his voice.
Can we call you?
That's late. That's slow.
You know what? And then I'm just going to call him right now on my speakerphone. Better, hopefully he picks up. He hasn't been picking up my calls. I don't know if you've been listening, Joel.
Really hasn't been.
He hasn't been picking up my calls. Like, I don't know. He's like, I know he's having a good time, but I want to talk to him every once in a while, you know?
Yeah, call him up.
Maybe I'll, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll call him. Because when I talked to him right now on the phone earlier, you had him on the phone.
Yeah.
He didn't sound like he was like, oh, hey, it's so good to hear Vince's voice. Like, you know?
Maybe he's. Well,
usually people don't sound like that.
It's a depressing area, though, man. You have to go back there and see how it is there. It's really depressing. Depends. Maybe he's just really depressed.
It is. Let's see. Hold on. Let's call him right now. We're calling Jeremy
you
on the phone.
You got to ease
right
into
now.
The conversation. You just got to text him. What are you doing?
Oh, that's.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll put
works.
The.
That works.
It works okay,
he's
right?
On the
you can
air
hear it.
Right now. Hold on, check it.
Oh, okay. He's on the air right now.
Oh.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
yeah, he is.
Oh,
don't
hey,
call
hey,
you.
What's up?
Call you.
How you doing, man?
Hey, dude, what's going on?
Hey, man, you sound really tired or bummed out.
Yeah, it's freaking late here.
See, 3 hours.
Hey, man, it's only 10:50 over here, man. No one told you to leave LA, man. It's earlier over here.
It's almost 3, aren't they?
So you guys are actually live right now.
Yeah, man. Oh, we are.
Wait,
we're live.
Wait.
Oh, shit. Oh,
wait, let me.
Can you send out a blast from fucking Skid Row Studios?
I'm going to straighten my tie right now.
I don't want to alert the masses because.
Dell 800-893-9562. No.
Say that again, Jeremy. I didn't hear you.
This might be only a temporary fix because that machine's still fucked.
Oh. Hey, call us now. You may never be able to call again.
Where it's not buying on us, so you're live, but this could be very temporary. It's not really a fix. It's just another piece of software that does the same thing as the software that wasn't working for us, but this one works.
God, that sounds like really fucking nerdy, man.
It's super nerdy, man, but Joel's gonna fix everything while he's down there.
Come on, man, let's talk about like chicks and shit and like boning brides and stuff. Come on. In football, hey, let's talk about hockey, man. The Kings, man.
That's California.
Man, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. It was every bar in this shithole town that I live in my hometown.
Hey, how many bars?
You're back in Pennsylvania right now, right?
Well, yeah. I'm at my parents' place until we land an apartment in New York City.
Dang, man, you're 35 years old and living at your mom's house. What are you, Mexican, dude?
I know, man.
He's trying to save the Skid Row studio here.
That's right, man.
Hey, so are you there. What's up,
yeah, Kaz is here, man.
I haven't seen. I think I saw you at the Adamo breakfast show, too, last time.
We're drinking shots at Casadores right now. It's all good, man.
Yeah, we're having tequila.
You want another shot, man?
Beer and everything. But,
all right.
I really miss talking to you.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Me too. I miss talking to Jeremy too, man.
Yeah. We have to toss for you. You have a wonderful career and establish your business over there back east and come back and let me know.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk to you sometimes.
Yeah, I want to talk to you sometimes too, man. So tell me about...
He's kind of shy.
Do you get mad when I'm breaking your
I'm
balls on our
you
show?
Guys, I'm watching you guys on camera right now. Man.
Oh, really?
Oh,
fucking creep, yeah. Man. You're a creep,
to the
dude.
Camera. Yeah.
You are FBI agent, too. Federal.
Here you go, man. Here. Dan's going to do a shot with Kaz right now to you.
Nice.
We have to toss.
We're drinking right now. We're drinking Cazadores, and we're feeling pretty good right now. I don't know if you could tell. And
lately, I'm into tequila. That's why I request him.
Right. Right, yeah. Me too. Yeah, I've been.
I feel like Sharon Stone and Sliver here.
Sharon Stone, I share the same birthday with
you. He's like checking me out, and yeah. I'm like, oh.
Hey, Jeremy, is there a feed where like people can check out the Skid Row Studios camera?
No, I don't think so.
Like a Ustream?
Yeah, there's a secret link.
We got to start laying the secret out, man. So once we get all this shit settled.
Is there like a thing where you have to click if like you have to be 18 to like click this camera or something like that?
Oh.
That super safe, parental screening.
That's a pillow
computer.
Talk. Only he can talk to the one of the girl he likes and he can give a code.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeremy, sorry.
Thanks, I just sent you the secret link on Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
I gotta check
it out.
You know, these computers right here are frozen. The keyboards aren't working.
Oh, that's why Bluetooth is not working.
I can't do it.
That one's broke too?
Yeah.
Oh,
is it just off?
No, it's something.
Hey, Joel, when you were setting up the Bluetooth, are you sure you weren't catching the computer in the talk room?
Yeah, I probably used the wrong keyboard.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh, is it on now? Here, let me see.
I have no idea.
No, it's not.
It should work. It was working just the other day.
Hey, Jeremy, isn't that... Okay, there it goes.
Oh, not working.
Holy
maybe just on.
Shit. All right. Hey. Jeremy, so
nothing as soon as broken, it just turned out it was the on button.
As soon as you
you
left.
You can go home, Joel. Everything's fine. Sorry, to make you like drive like 800 miles.
So, Jeremy,
no
as soon as you left, the Skid Row Studios like was unable to do live broadcasts, so... Like, is that just like the worst luck? Is that like the worst luck ever? Or is it just like something? I mean, because you said that we've never had these problems before, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is that none of these issues ever occurred before. So it's kind of hard to prepare for total fucking meltdown. But, it happens.
Have you been listening to any of the shows being podcasted or recorded?
I haven't listened to any of the shows, man. I'm trying to find an apartment in New York City, and it's taking all my time.
Didn't you want to?
I'm trying not to get fired.
When you were driving over cross country, didn't you like want to? Didn't you wish that? Like, man, I wish I could listen to some of these shows.
Yeah, and I listened to a couple of them before all hell broke loose, and I was listening to some shows, but then, the live stuff stopped working. That was it.
Hmm. So what's up, man? Now you made it to New York City. You're in Pennsylvania right now, but you made it all the way to New York City, right?
Yeah, we were up there yesterday looking at apartments.
How much are apartments going for over there? How much a month?
You're looking at maybe 400 to 600 square feet for between $2,400 and $2,600 a month.
Holy
New York.
You know what?
New York, yeah.
Man. I was paying that for, like, my condo here.
That's not a lot, right?
That is a cheap apartment in New York City.
But if you go a little local out of suburb, that's going to be a little cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, you could definitely go to the outer boroughs and get a lot more space for less money. But I don't know, man. I want to do Manhattan for some
that's
reason.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going
like
to do
the same
it,
price
right?
as like certain places in LA. It's like
yeah,
you can find something like just outside of Manhattan, right?
You can if you want to be just outside of Manhattan.
Why don't you go where all the hipsters in New York are moving to and move to Brooklyn?
Yeah,
dude?
I'm completely avoiding that. Everybody keeps telling us, hey, why don't you check out Williamsburg, man? It's really cool, man. Like. You know, if you want to be cool, you got to go to Williamsburg, man. And I just don't want to do that shit.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad you made it over there. How was your trip, man? So what was the most exciting part of your trip all the way over there?
I got hooked up by Jolene in Seattle. Had a nice dinner. Saw the Kurt Cobain house in Seattle.
Did you see the blood? The blood spatter? Did you see the blood spatter? Did you see Kurt Cobain's brain stains?
No, it wasn't like they were giving tours. It's kind of a weird thing. The entire house is surrounded by like stuff, so you can't see it. But Sonya snuck under the gate for the house and took some pictures.
Oh wow.
Around town.
That's because she's from East LA, and that's how we do it. You know, we want to get into somewhere, we just fucking break in. So,
around town in LA, they got these banners, you know, hanging off the light poles for this, like, I guess it's like a photography or like a film thing called like Who Shot Rock and Roll.
Oh,
but it's like a photography thing, and I don't know if they're like, but anyway, Kurt Cobain's like on the thing, and there's also like John Lennon is on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's also Tina Turner, who never got shot. I mean, she got beat up a little bit. I don't know if they were going for like who shot rock and roll, but just like for the fact that like two of the guys on like two out of the three photos that I seen were like,
you know, it's kind
dudes
of
who either like shot themselves or got shot.
It's kind of interesting when you think like about when you compare.
It seemed like bad taste to me, honestly.
When you compare like Kurt Cobain and John Lennon, like Kurt Cobain blew his own brains out because the fame was too crazy, or his girlfriend killed him. Yeah. Depends on what you want to believe, but technically he killed himself, right?
Yeah.
And John Lennon was famous, and he was totally dealing with it, and somebody came and shot him and killed him.
But interesting, you know? Because I was watching the documentary of John Lennon making the process of Imagine. Was it? I saw her. What's that famous music producer who got imprisoned? Spectre or something?
Oh, yeah. Spectre.
He was
Spectre,
right there.
Right? That guy's a fucking creep. Have you seen that guy?
He was the most important person.
He's got cool hair, though.
But he was most important person to John Lennon to make Imagine.
Oh, yeah.
He was right there next to him. I was like, what the murder is doing with
Imagine? Yeah.
That guy's a fucking nut. He used to pull out guns on everybody. Like, I heard Joey Ramone talk about when they did, I think they worked with Phil Spector on a couple of songs, and or like an album or something. Yeah. And he said that fucking Phil Spector fucking one time pulled a gun and fucking put it in his fucking face.
Yeah.
And like in an argument, you know, like that guy was fucking nuts.
That's
man.
Back to the fetish. He was fetish about it.
You think so? He gets off on it? So do you think when he killed that lady, like he blew a giant load?
Yeah.
Like when they arrested him, his pants were all messed?
But I don't want to talk about it, but it's interesting because craziness, insane, but also genius, they are kind of, you know, together.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know the music producer legend, Kim Foley?
Hmm. No, I don't know who that is.
Who produced Kiss.
Hmm. Okay.
And
I know that band.
Runaway. That was kind of... he was the first producer officially saying that I'm on LSD.
Mm.
And we invited Adam and I invited Kim Foley for the show.
Really?
They almost did S&M show.
Really?
I was like, what were you doing, you know?
But on what show? The Breakfast Show?
You know, even before that.
Oh, the Shank Flow?
Yeah, Shank Flow. At the Echo Park Film Center, Alvarado and the Sunset. I did that 1 year, every month. And then we had a crazy guest every month. Like, you know, we got Ron Jeremy. And he showed his porn.
Did he show his dick? Did he pull his dick out?
No, he showed the whole porn at the comedy show. And Adam didn't tell me that he's going to do that. And I invited female guest.
Uh-huh.
They step out middle of the
show. Oh, they didn't like it?
No, because they are embarrassed.
Oh, why? They act like they didn't have that. They never had.
But
a
the
dick
thing
in
is,
their
it's
mouth.
my mother's
they're trying
age.
To play it off and
you know,
shit.
My mother's age, you know, ladies taking care of me like mother here. And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know, you know. But they said, you know, well, I know Ron Jeremy, he's a legend, but it's not to us. He's a man, you know, legend like heroes. But that's interesting. But I think I'm not gonna change the subject. But I just step in because I saw an Imagine documentary. Couple days ago.
So. Well, that's crazy that you brought these old ladies to the show and they got offended because Ron Jeremy's porn was going on.
Yeah, well,
they weren't impressed by his dick or something. I mean, he has like a big dick, right? No. I don't know if I've ever seen a Ron Jeremy porn. Well, he has a big dick. I hear he has a big dick.
Oh well, yeah, but also he has now his name bought off the rum, right? Did you know that he has the whole name the rum? He made his own name, rum, like a licorice. Like,
so Ron Jeremy
yeah.
Rum?
Yeah. So I was like, wow, if I buy this...
Ron Rum?
Yeah, it's like, it tastes like his dick, you know?
I'm just... I don't know. I mean, like, it bothers me that I'm like thinking of another guy's dick, but... like I'm just imagining him like standing like Captain Morgan, but like his foot on his like his anyway.
He kind of reminds me of like Super Mario Brothers without the hat. He looks like Super Mario with it, but like, just missing his hat.
Hair. Yeah,
that would be a good Halloween costume for Ron Jeremy. Just be Super Mario.
But how you explain to them?
Just put on a Super Mario hat, put on the fucking suspenders, you'd be like, there's fucking Super Mario.
I'm here to clean out your pipes. Big dick.
Hey, so what'd you guys learn about Kazu tonight, man?
I don't know, man. Like, we're so drunk. I'm feeling kind of drunk right now. Are you feeling good?
I'm starting now.
We learned that he enjoys tequila.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He loves tequila.
I'm into tequila now. It's good one. Añejo, tequila, agave one. Otherwise, you get the hangover. I'm not into actually Patron. You know,
You don't like Patron?
No.
We also learned that he used to be a kabuki actor back in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Did he tell you that who his famous uncle is?
Yeah,
Pat Morita, right?
Mm-hmm. No, wait. I got confused. I thought he was the guy who was on the yacht. Telling people to send him money.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
No, I'm kidding.
I forgot what that...
I'm just kidding. I know that's not your uncle.
We
were talking earlier about the guy back in the 80s. Like, the guy who...
In the 90s. The guy that...
Yeah. He made infomerals famous for...
Oh, that Vietnamese guy.
Yeah.
I wonder where he is, but...
He's probably in jail right now, probably.
Yeah.
That's sad. I'm sure.
Probably being... he probably has somebody inside of him right now.
Well, he's sent back to the Vietnam by boy.
So we learned that guy's not his uncle, and Pat Morita is.
So, Jeremy, is there anything that you want to know about Kazu that you've never asked him? I mean, as a caller, is there anything? Are you calling up to talk to him?
I would answer anything for you.
Well, did you ever get your film off the ground?
You know, that's an interesting question.
That's right.
I had a chance that, yeah, as you know, we did a Kickstarter campaign. I don't want to make any problematic comment now, but I'm trying to be careful. But the thing is, last year, I had a whole year I couldn't work because I couldn't step out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
I had a huge health problem.
What was it? Do you want to talk about it?
Huh?
What was it?
Yeah, you know, it's more deep. Life-threatening disease.
Was it cancer?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have, yeah, cancer.
You have it now?
Yeah, lung cancer. But
really?
That's why old Hollywood people like, you know, like Will Ferrell, the other production, they came up to me, hey, Kaz, you have to deserve what you have done. I said, who cares? You know, it's life. I almost died many times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I appreciate my life, and then that's why Hollywood is very, you know, wonderful, because you see the reaction right away. So I have a passion. I said, I don't have to be famous. I do what I do. I have joy, and I make a decent income. I never work on other side of entertainment. Besides, I help my uncle business. I had to be director of the business. He had a stroke, whatever things. That was interesting learning point. I was taken to the court. I had to whatever things. But that was a life experience, but also it works for my acting skill.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys came up to me, hey, Kaz, I want to make a film for you. I mean, we want to. He promotes me. I said, yeah, why not, if there is a chance?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, it's meant to be. Everything in my life is a timing, you know? I don't want to push myself all the time because I don't know how long I live, or you don't know how you live.
Right.
You know, next day, you don't know.
Yeah.
You enjoy the moment. I plan, but it doesn't work as it is. So unfortunately, we didn't get the money that we set, $10,000 goal, but I got my own side, half of it. Somebody donated. But Kickstarter, if you don't hit the goal, you don't have to. Get church, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it happened. Just didn't happen. But I feel more energy after I went through whole, whatever the observation, the whole my fans.
Right.
All over the world, they made a whole pledge videos, the whole, you know, young people.
Do your fans know that you're
no,
about
no.
your...
No, actually, this is my first time.
So this is the first time that you mentioned this?
Officially saying the public.
Do you feel sick? I mean, do you feel weaker or anything?
Yeah, that's what happened. If you get tired too much, you can't do anything energy. You don't have energy. That's most likely cancer.
Are we messing you up by giving you alcohol and like partying with you? Like, are we making the cancer harder on you right now?
No. That's interesting because cancer, if you look around the cancer, especially California, so many people are cancer patient now. Every household, I don't know, it may be overreacted statement, but cancer is not anymore a rare disease. It's common.
Yeah.
Right?
So there's a lot of people that are living
That's
with
okay.
cancer,
But
right?
you have many chances of percentage of their survival too. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I have to say this. As long as we are in California, we are not allowed to use any other options besides radiation and chemotherapy. Not,
really?
No alternative treatment.
So you have to get that treatment?
I went to Texas for it. Yeah.
Wow.
Texas is a new, more trial. That's why you see the new type of medication came out. Mm-hmm. Usually it's sent to Houston, Texas.
Hmm.
Because the state law is easier for...
So let me get this straight. Over here, they say you can't have anything alternative. Yeah. You have to do it the way we do it. We do it radiation style.
That's right. Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Yeah.
We radiate your body.
Yeah.
Okay. So in Texas, they say, okay, well, you don't have to do that. You can use this other thing that we got.
Yeah, they allow the specific doctor to do the research. And then you can go to the doctor, but still you have to pay a lot of money. So cancer is not easy to cure for the low-income people. I had a call from my friend. She had a brain cancer. She said, how could you meet that Texas famous doctor? I said, I had to pay $20,000. She said, I don't have it.
Wow.
I said, I'm sorry. You know, what can I do? That's a life. But the thing is, when I went through the death threat, whatever experience, I always look at my life, how appreciative I can be, you know, but also what I have, but for the future, how long I have life, rest of my life. But I don't have to think about it.
Right.
But the thing is, moment to moment, I can be, you know, most, you know, doing my best. So,
well, you're doing well, right? You're doing well in your career.
That's
I mean,
why
I started. You're able to pay your bills. You're living a comfortable lifestyle.
Fortunately, I'm saying, I have done so many acting.
Mm-hmm.
I get enough income for residual, whatever things. Some people are supporting, but also, because I got into the entertainment, not because I want to become famous, because I had to. I paid my college and everything. Because I work for entertainment, I earned it for myself, and something like that. You know, my life story is interesting because through my life experience, I want to let the listener know that everything is possible. What do you think of now in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you how much effort you make. But if it is that doesn't happen, but still you did the most, you know,
right?
You can do. That use the energy for something else, you know, do best things,
right.
create something, you know, because we are all ego-oriented.
Right.
We can try something, right? But if it doesn't happen, that's still you can.
So you're saying just the news, it's not gonna stop you from doing what you do.
No.
In fact, it's just gonna motivate you to enjoy it more.
More
right?
and more. I'm so excited. Just the physical is sometimes hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody's on.
Jeremy's you're back on the line, right?
Jeremy's still.
On. Yeah.
So what do you think, man?
I don't know. It sucks, man.
It's okay.
I don't know.
No, but Jeremy, as I said,
I feel like I just want to go home right now. And
No. As I
cry.
Said,
it's and just drink and cry.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm here and
and cut myself.
No. That's another story.
Okay.
But the thing is, Jeremy, listen, I'm so fortunate enough to meet you in my life and then through Adam and everybody. And then I'm so happy to see you doing well.
And what about me, though?
Well, of course you are. Well, at the end, I will do that. But Jeremy is now calling in.
This is why I don't go to the doctor.
Right.
I don't go to the doctor either.
I'm not going to go to the doctor until my cancer is visible to the naked eye.
Well, like if you have a tumor growing out of your face or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. My doctor, Texas doctor, is famous for it. Oh, what's that?
What do you mean?
Sounds. Oh, he's there. Okay. because this doctor uses a special alternative DNA level pill. Actually, let the cancer eat themselves.
Oh, okay. So make the cancer like cannibal cancer cells.
That's
like,
right.
It, do they give the cancer bath salts and then the cancer starts eating the other cancers? It's the equivalent of that, kind of. It makes them crazy and it just makes them eat the others.
For example, if I take this one pill in the morning, it's knocked me out the whole day.
Really?
I have to do a couple of weeks straight. That means I'm home, literally speaking, by myself, in bed. Pass out.
Wow, man.
It's heavy. Hold my butt. But you feel it. It's working. But the thing is, you can't see the cancer, you know, how it's working, the tumor. So I have to go back to the doctor again. But the thing is, cancer is something that, something when we eat, what we have to care for. But also, there is no such a 100% organic food, you know, anything.
Yeah.
So, what I feel like is we have to know our body first, and we have to listen to our body, and we have to manage our stress, and you know, think about more positive things.
It's all in the attitude, right?
Yeah, it's all attitude. You know,
if you're gonna have a chance at beating this thing, I mean, it will just serve you better if you're just in the right state of mind.
That's right.
Just like, you know, if you're scared and you're, and a lot of people will tell you this, a lot of doctors will tell you this too. It's all in the, I mean, I've known people who've had like cancer and different kind of diseases and stuff, you know, but they say that they always want to keep the patient in the best spirits because that's where they get the best results.
That's,
you know,
right.
It's like all just positive, just being positive about stuff. And
you've heard that, cannabis, cures cancer, right?
Yeah.
Right.
This
and that's, you know what, in fact, yeah. why don't we take a break,
yeah.
And we're going to medicate right now. And in fact, we're
depends
going
how
to,
long.
I want to help you out, man. I mean, I have some medicine that might help you.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, maybe we can medicate.
I have to drive back home.
Yeah, it's not going to be the cancer that kills you. It's going to be the fucking DUI ticket or something.
DUI is okay, but you can't do the hit and run here.
That's true. All right, man. So, hey, Nick, we're going to play another couple songs, and we will be back with Kazu Nagahama on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Yeah, you're doing it.
They welcome
you're doing
some
it.
Of the panel's recommendations, but money will be a key factor as to whether or not they'll be implemented. But one thing money can't buy is your mama. She's for free, and everybody knows it. Robert Gilmart, New Center 7, Sweetwater.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Thank you.
use.
A Corinthian who knows my name, and she looks just like Betty Page. I met her at the Tar Pits while I was selling my portraits. She told me that she was on Star Corridor, they do things differently. They communicate telepathically. And the Corinthians are all vegetarians. They don't eat salt or Seven Moon Festival beyond the Milky Way.
Fonseca.
This is Caín Fonseca.
And you're listening.
And you're listening to.
To. The.
The.
More Music.
More Music.
Radio Pod.
Radio Pod.
All right, we are back on the More Music Radio Pod, and we're hanging out with Kazu Nagahama. I'm feeling pretty good right now, man. I'm
it's
drunk
11:22.
And stuff.
How long do we have time?
Even with the bad news, I'm feeling pretty good, man. And
well,
I think it has to do with you. I mean, you're very inspirational. Like, if somebody gave me that news, like, that would totally destroy me, and I would implode, and no one would ever see me again. I'd probably go up into the mountains and, like, disappear or something.
Well, that would be beautiful things to do, too, but the thing is...
That might be nice, too, right? Yeah, just go disappear in the mountains?
Why don't... Yeah.
I like that attitude, man. Just, like, in anything, you can just find those silver linings.
No, the thing is, you can change the fact, the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to change the truth, that's the lie to right. somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be honest, you have to accept first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you have to forgive. You have to sometimes fight for justice. But own life, we can't predict our life. You know, birth to death, that's everybody has. Millionaire, billionaire, or poor people, like
right.
you know, president. Everybody has same chance. That's a fair, equal opportunity of life. So I feel like, you know, if I face that death of my life, I'm lucky enough to face my life again and start it over.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, think about that. That's my attitude, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I don't, well, shit happens, and if you can't get over it, it doesn't, you know, harm me. Mm-hmm. If I die, I don't know what happens after I die. But the thing is,
are you prepared for that?
Always.
Yeah?
Every
are you scared?
No.
No?
But the thing
were
is...
Do you go through different emotions? Like, sometimes you're feeling strong. Sometimes yeah. you feel kind of weak and scared.
Yeah,
I mean,
course.
Is it a roller coaster?
Not scariness. But the thing is, you feel lonely.
Mm.
But this, you feel like lonely. You know, because you don't know. But the thing is, if you marry somebody, if you have a lover, still, when you die, you are dying by yourself. Think about it. That's a fact. Mm. But the thing is, that's normal to have emotional up and down. But the thing is, if you look around like now, you're so fortunate to have beautiful people.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That encouraged me.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I go back home, I live by myself. I don't have pet. I have only fish tongue. Fish doesn't talk to me.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is...
They could blow bubbles, though.
I got a wife. What a relief.
You do? Oh, that's so
fish cool. don't talk? Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, but you can eat the fish, too, but sushi. But the thing is...
Do you ever threaten your fish? Like, if they start acting up, you say, hey, you know what? I'm Japanese and we invented sushi.
No, I always tell them at the finger pointing at them, like, I'm not going to feed you a couple of days.
Oh, that's messed up.
Oh, sorry. That's animal cruelty.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I really enjoy in loneliness too sometimes. You don't have to think about it by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have so many people around you, your mind is always busy.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity is like a balance of yourself, creative ego, but also reaction of the people. You have to help people, right? Otherwise, you're going to be like selfish. Oh, no, music coming out?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's all right.
But
we've only had a radio show for like a year. We really don't know what the fuck we're doing. To be honest, we're being honest right now. We are not professionals, you know?
Yeah. I'm
sorry, dudes.
We don't know anything. No, it's cool, Nick. No, it's cool, man. It's not like we are like have any more experience than you do. Like we're just a couple of fucking idiots here, fucking having a show, getting drunk, and you know having fun. You know,
man, no, it just started. I'm not getting.
So yeah, you know
I'm barely learning shit. To not spill the freaking dick tea. Oh, it's over. It's over.
Oh wow. But interesting. Yeah.
So yeah, man. I mean, you've been in show business for 20 years, right? And you were telling me.
I mean, it's on and off. Yeah, yeah.
It's been a pretty full life. How old are you right now?
Yeah, past mid 35.
Past mid 35. Yeah. Okay, well, that's where I'm at right now too. So it's okay.
But
that's not that bad. I thought women get like a they go like because I asked Karen Centerfold. How old she is, and she has to be like maybe almost 60 or something. She told me she was 38, which is bullshit.
Yeah, that's why they fix up their face. You know? But the thing is, when I'm old is I used to go clubbing on the Sunset. You know, they invite me all the time on the list. I could go on and on the party every night.
Mm-hmm.
Now after I pass 30s,
it's hard.
My body doesn't react that way. And then when I'm talking outside and trying to be cool and, you know, drinking and smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And then one cute girl, because Asian look younger.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, how are you? And I'm talking. And then she said, how old are you? I'm 30-something. She said, ooh, stop. And I figured out she was 19. I said,
Oh, okay.
Well, I might be interesting if you don't tell me your age, but I can't do anything. But the thing is, that happens. You know, once you pass some borders and like a body physically different, you know, but your mind is working as it is, used to be. Mm-hmm. But still physically doesn't match your, not spirituality, but, you know, your mind.
Yeah.
And it shocked me.
You want to be partying all night like you used to in your 20s, right?
But I still do in the way.
Yeah, in a way. But I mean, yeah. You got to take naps and shit now. Yeah. You know?
I do 1 hour nap every day.
Right.
After lunch.
Right.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, me too. Man.
That keeps me going. But the thing is, but I think that's a pretty good sign too. You know, as mm-hmm. it goes, if I keep doing that partying like as it mm-hmm. used to be 20s, if I do that right now, mm-hmm. I would be fucked up and dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably.
So it's pretty much a good sign that, yo, hey, you have to slow down.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of partying and stuff? I mean, because, we're talking to you right now. People are listening right now, and maybe they don't know who Kazu Nagahama is. Maybe they're not Tim and Eric fans and stuff, you know? But, I mean, you've actually done a lot of work. You've done a lot of acting work, and you were in How I Met Your Mother, right? Is that a recurring role?
Yeah.
Who do you play in How You Met Your Mother? That is my girlfriend's favorite show. She fucking loves that show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I wish it was live right now because she would be, I don't know, very excited right now to hear you.
Interesting, because I have, that's interesting. If you are fortunate mm-hmm. enough to have great friends and your attitude is virtue, right? And then they would come to help you, mm-hmm. right? Because this How I Met Your Mother, the character named Yoshi, happened to be best friend of Neil Patrick and mm-hmm. Josh and other all main cast, five mm-hmm. main character, happened to be best friend of them. I said to the writers, how could they happen? And then the script is saying that Yoshi cannot speak any English, somehow communicate to them. I said, how could it happen? But I got a job.
Did you get paid less because you don't speak?
No. But okay, my agent is really tough. They always put some money on the top. So I money wise I'm doing well, but the thing
so you're Yoshi on How I Met Your Mother,
and it shows so many times, even though it was a couple years ago, you know, but it shows every month, so I get the result check, you know.
Wow, I'm that's
like,
cool.
Whoa, it's doing well, but it didn't make sense to me, but it's Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. Somehow it worked out.
But hey man, if people are giving you free money, just fucking take the shit, you know what I mean? I would love people to just give me money.
But you have to pay the tax, you know? Like every time I get the paycheck, it's like I'm single zero, you know? I have to report. Almost half of a check is, I mean, the amount of money.
Hey, if you want to report me as your kid, then you can do whatever you want, man.
People used to do that.
It's your money. You do whatever you want.
People used to do that. They counted the dog and the cat. Now IRS, I mean, I shouldn't talk, but.
Hey, Nick, you're Yoshi's dependent.
Okay. Unless you can be my domestic partner.
Oh, okay.
That's me. Okay, I guess that's something different kind of joke.
Yeah, well, you know. It's cool. I mean, we're all, it is the, what is it? It's the 2000s now, right? We're in the teens now. We're almost in the teens.
I know. We got past the turn.
We're loose, man.
Past the turn of the century.
How could it happen? After Jesus dies more than 2,000 years?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I mean, you were telling me that were you raised Catholic?
No, that's interesting because
you were going to be a priest. You were telling me you were going to be a Catholic priest.
Yeah, I was in. If you listen to this radio, and if you are Catholic, you know the order of the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. I was in the Marian Church, Societe of Maria, mm-hmm. and from France they started, and it's a hospitable. More, you know, they take care of hospital and poor people. So when I found out I had a heart attack and I had
a heart attack?
At the school.
Whoa, how old were you when you had a heart attack?
I think I was 12.
What?
And then
wait a minute. So right from early on you had major health problems.
That's why I said, you know,
so you're like a walking miracle right now, right?
No, not walking. I'm not walking on the water, but still I'm trying to, you know.
You float, manage, though, you know. Yeah, like you can swim
I
at least.
I flew to Los Angeles.
You can keep your head above water.
Yeah, that's a miracle too. But the thing is, I joined started reading your Bible and it touched my life. And because it's a kind of quest of life, right? But it doesn't mean that you have to stick with one of the religion. But the thing is, that was introduction of my life. And I stepped into the Christianity, and I was so impressed their devotion for others, you know. I went to see Pope John Paul II when it was, I think it was 95. I went to Vatican, and after that, on Calcutta, I met Mother Teresa. Now she's a saint. So I saw them and their devotion for life. But I still, I had a question in my life. It is how I live, you know. And what's my passion? And I chose my life to be just ordinary person living in society, working for people.
Right.
That could be priest too. Just you have to make your own income. And I chose my life a little hardship way. But still, I had a talent. So I was doing entertainment business. You know, I was accepted by the Japanese government National Theater of the Kabuki Theater.
How do you get into the entertainment business in Japan? Like, is it like over here where...
No, it's a more personal.
You could be just like a cute kid and then you get in a commercial and just work your way up.
That happened too. Mm. But the referral. If I was an exclusive dance troupe of traditional jump dance group long time. And also I was doing the martial arts when I was... since I was... I think 3 or 4, my grandfather forced me to do the...
So it's true, like all Asian people pretty much know karate and they could beat the shit out of you, right?
But the thing is, martial arts is more likely not only fighting core, it's more defensive, but also it's a manner, how you respect others. You know, they bow, start...
It's not for violence, but it's like shutting people up when they ask those stupid questions.
And it's not like it's not like Cobra Kai, because Cobra Kai didn't give a shit. Like they just used the fighting technique and they didn't have any honor. I don't know if you saw the movie Karate Kid, but you understand Cobra Kai, they were like the bad guys.
Well, there's a big backstory, dude. That dude went to Nam, his head was totally
messed
up.
That was in Karate Kid 2.
He was damaged.
Okay? That was the sequel. It was different. What did you think?
No, I'm saying like
Kaz, what was your favorite
trainer?
What was your favorite Karate Kid?
Well, believe it or not, I was kind of behind scene of the Karate Kid 2, straight at Okinawa, you know, the whole Yakuza kind of bad guy
right
to the village, and then my uncle was training these white kids, and now he's actually old, but the thing is, they tried to defense, you know, their villagers, but you know, to be honest, Karate Kids, it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
It's like...
Kind of sucks, right? But I like it, though. It's nostalgic.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's kind of a good way to present the Asian culture. It's rare to see Asian.
It's also a good way to exploit Asian culture, too,
yeah,
right?
That's the thing. Yeah, that's a stereotype.
Hey, man, you get them where you fit in, you know? What are you going to do?
But the thing is...
Hey, I got paid, motherfucker. You can make fun of me all you want.
Of course, yeah. You have to get paid, and money is the money. But the thing is... that was one of the time that I think Japanese culture was getting popular again. That's why, because they didn't have a cartoon at that time, right? Animation. Now animation is more important. Like Inuyasha.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it was simultaneous with like the Robotech and the like Voltron and stuff.
Yeah, so
like all the Japanese,
my favorite
80s kind of influence.
I haven't been exposed to I'm not cool at all. I don't know like all the cool shit, but my favorite Japanese anime animated thing is Ninja Scroll. You ever seen that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that. This is so bloody and
I had it on video.
Oh,
yeah. Had it on video. There's rape in it. We were talking about rape earlier and how we are against it. Okay, let's just be clear. We're against rape. Okay. But it did have like it's pretty brutal. I love that. I like brutal stuff.
But the interesting thing is that like a mutant total, like you know, like kind of martial arts, ninja, samurai. But if you go to Japan, there is nothing like that. But
No,
you don't see ninja in Japan. And even
because you know why? Because they live in the shadows. That's why you can't see them.
Well, could be, but the thing is
It's like indie rock, you know. It's like, man, it was cool. It was cool. I was waiting in ninjas way before you guys got into it. We're over it. Sorry.
It's like, what do you call Burning Man? It happens once a year. I've never been there, but I guess my friends is always trying to get me there, you know, Burning Man. But I said, how could you enjoy the dusty, you know, whole?
Well, you're not into drugs then, huh? Because that's the whole thing. You go and you do drugs over there. You go to like do ecstasy and like acid.
It's not really about, I've never been, but I'm just imagining it's more about like not having any rules.
Yeah.
More than that, like
that's
not,
how it started. Like a kind of new,
like it's a pretty shitty environment, kind of I'd imagine, honestly.
Yeah, if you go there, all artistic kind of people are partying with the creation of the monster truck, you know, kind of modified, beautiful, artistic, you know, cars.
Uh-huh.
They have, you know, interesting event. But the thing is, I'm very kind of picky about the cleanness.
Yeah. Oh, no. Those people are filthy. You're absolutely right.
I can't enjoy a different way.
So your house is very clean, right? Where you live, it's very tidy.
But I have a lot of stuff, yeah. I collect antique.
Okay. Are you an anal person?
No.
You know what that means?
No, I'm okay.
You're good?
If it is broken, it's happened and whatever. You know, I don't blame anybody, but...
Uh-huh.
But...
Are you like a neat freak? Like if something is out of place, does it drive you nuts?
No.
Okay.
No. It just happens and I just sitting there and then sometimes...
That's like more of a Japanese style. My wife's Japanese.
Oh, I didn't know. That's where you found... Oh,
Joel's wife is Japanese.
Yeah, so it's... Mm-hmm. I mean, we're very clean like that too. You know, you take your shoes off everywhere. Yeah, I mean, that's... Mm-hmm. Pretty much outside.
That's an Asian thing. Like I had some Asian friends when I was I still do have them, you know. Yeah. But when I noticed it was in elementary school, and I had an Asian friend named Tommy Tam, and he, when I'd go to his house, he'd be like, "Hey man, take off your shoes because we don't wear shoes in here." I'm like, "You guys are weird, man. Like you don't wear shoes? Like what's the matter with you?" You know?
Yeah.
But they're like, hey, we don't want to fuck up the carpet. And I'm like, wow, that actually makes sense, you know? And I was like, wow, okay, now I understand why they take the shoes off.
Well,
we're so uncouth, you know, we just walk in with our shoes on and shit and dirty up the place. And we wonder why
dirty Americans,
filthy.
I wear shoes at my place now, but I don't want to take off the shoes. But the thing is still, I take care of, you know, basic things, you know, to be clean, you know, neat. Enough to present others, but I don't invite anybody home. But the thing is, I just choose my own own way to enjoy my.
You don't have orgies at your house? Not usually.
Long time ago, but
long
not
time
my
ago?
Place. I usually rent a hotel room. But
are you serious?
I'm not into that anymore.
You were saying that you got into kinky stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I had a fivesome, but I didn't know how to.
You had a fivesome?
Well, I kind of, you know, it didn't click me, you know, when I was doing it.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so you had a fivesome. So there's four other people, right?
Yeah.
What is the ratio? Was it all girls and you were the only guy or were there other guys too?
Three girls and two guys.
Two guys. Three girls and two. There was just one other guy and three other girls, right?
That's right.
Okay. So how did that work?
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't figure out. But.
So the girls are pretty much like licking each other and stuff.
But you know what? Girls, they can enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
You know, that's normal. But if guys doing that, that's problematic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But girls, they do that all the time.
Right.
If they're calling themselves best friend, they might have done that.
Like making out and like rubbing each other's pussy lips and stuff.
Yeah, but they're okay with that. But interesting. But the thing is, I figure out...
That is interesting. Let's get into that a little bit.
I have many... if it's Hollywood, it's normal. Mm-hmm. You know, that's craziness.
That's normal in Hollywood? Like there's fivesomes and...
No. Not that fivesomething, but the confusion of sexuality, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because if you look at the American Idol and other things, now if you're saying that you are gay, whatever, bisexual, they think it's cool. You know, like more attention. They are doing that purposely, you know, on purpose.
Like, it'd be like, hey, I'm cool because like I put a dick in my asshole.
And
it shoots a big hot load in my ass. And look how cool I am.
The thing is interesting because the market itself is changing because they think the stereotype, you know, it's more discreet. They're gay, but they didn't come out. Now people coming out because they think it's cool.
Yeah.
And then they get more popularity.
So do you think there's a lot of fake people that are faking gay? Faking gayness?
No, I don't think they're faking, but the thing is they're purposely trying to get the attention more. because they don't get the attention enough when they're discreet.
You know? Hollywood is cyclical. It'll be cool to be straight again one day.
I
think
there's a lot of heterophobia going on, and I'm like, it makes me very uncomfortable. You know?
No, but I think it's a balance because that I talk to my friends like, how come you are behaving like you're that way? He said, because that's a way I think I can get the attention of. I said, no, that's you are using your. What do you call?
You're exploiting gay pretending to be gay. You fucking fag. Yeah. No, just kidding.
But the truth.
What do you think about that? Like nowadays, like the way people are thinking, like
that's offensive to everybody because that's like offending the gays. Because you're putting yourself on the market and then you're taking yourself off.
But now you don't know how to be offended. Like now it's like I'm offended that people are faking to be gay because that is exploiting gay people. You know, and it's like you know. What do you think about the way things are right now? Are things too politically correct? There are things that you cannot say even if it's just a natural way of thinking?
No, I think that way. The thing is, just we have to think about who we are. Are we happy with who we are too? You know, that's a question. That's a basic, right?
Right.
There's nothing to do with a business. Mm-hmm. You know? If they're suffering and the people suffering with who they are, they should come out, you know, and talk about themselves. But if they're coming out because the purpose of their business or a different kind of purpose, I'm doing the insurance business, you know, I can get into the whatever, you know, transgender, gay, whatever, you know, word. If I come out, I can get connected to them. You know, that's purpose is different, you know.
Mm.
They're using the way they are. Oh, but that's kind of business too. But the thing is,
do you think that they're pretending to be gay so much that they're actually being gay, like actually like doing gay things? Like
I don't think they're pretending to be gay. But the thing is,
like, are they like getting a load shot in their face and they're like, oh my god, I hate this, or? But I'm forgetting. Well, I gotta pretend
at least
I like
they
it.
They tried, and I give them.
And you know, there are gay females too. Are there people that's like, oh, my face is so fishy. I gotta pretend I like the fish smell on my face.
Well, I did a commercial. Like I slapped the real fish in my face 2 hours. I think if you find a MapleStory commercial, I did real fish, 2 hours. I slapped each other with real fish, my face. And I smell like a fish afterwards. And then production was mean enough that lunch was a sushi. I said, forget about it. I'm home. That's how you mean, you know, to the whole actors.
You know, we got to play a couple songs. But before we play these songs, I want to ask you a very important question. Do you like eating pussy? Is that something that you're into or...
Not eating, but, you know, you have...
Like to lick. Of course you're not going to, like, bite it.
That's a full play.
I did that. That's awesome.
That's a full play. You have to respect the girl. That's all.
I spilled 2 shots here, guys. I wasn't going to mention the first one.
He's...
But Jesus, that's 2.
He's
holy
very
fuck.
Excited. Leak kind of play.
Too
coming.
Excited. Too
well,
too
hey,
excited.
Let's play another couple songs, and then when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with Kazu Nagahama, man. I'm having a good time, man. This is very good. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. Here we go.
All right.
Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You're listening to the More Music Radio Program on skinbro.la.
Yeah! what's happening? This is Kiki from East LA, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. And what? Huh?
This is Joe.
This is Danny.
We're from Pussycow.
And you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
More music! On skidrow.la. You're listening to it.
I think I can feel it.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. I'm drunk. Are you drunk? Who's drunk here?
Well, I'm spilling drinks like a fucking amateur over here, so I guess
I'm
probably drunk.
I know, man. You spilled like three shots of Casadores already, man.
On purpose. He can't drink much. That's why.
Good Lord.
That's right. He can't drink like you and I can drink. You know what I mean? We still got it. We're in our mid-30s, but we still can party.
Hey, so anyway, there was that. It's not smooth. Why? Anyway, there was that parade today for the Kings, right?
And then, is that why?
But there was some traffic earlier today. But
the Kings won the thing.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup for the hockey. There, we're not talking.
That's
about...
That's a couple of days ago, no?
Yeah. Right. Well, the reason I was bringing it up, there was you know that band, the Briggs.
They.
They play that horrible song that the Kings use. I mean, I'm happy for Gary because
the Briggs, they're on a Kings song or something.
Yeah. They like this is
what does
LA.
That mean? It's, so like the Kings, like
they wrote a song about Los Angeles, and it's a really horrible song, honestly.
Oh,
but I'm really happy for Gary.
The Mormons are gonna write an LA song pretty soon, and then we'll be rich by then.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that'll happen. Mm-hmm. I'm positive that'll happen. Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, Northeast Records used to have the Briggs on their label,
right?
And they're kind of friends. Well, yeah, I guess they're friends of ours.
Records. They don't hate Gary us. Actually, you know what? Gary was technically the first bass player. We did one practice with Gary, who's the first bass player on the practice for the Mormons, long time ago.
And then he wised up like instantly.
He said, "I'm not gonna wear this fucking goofy costume." Like,
are you effing
this
kidding
is
me?
Stupid.
Oh wow. Oh, that's right. You guys wear a costume. I remember that white and black tie.
Yeah, we dressed like Mormon missionaries, pretty
that's
much.
That's why I asked you first, actually, after Adam's show at Echo Park. You came as a music guest. Mm-hmm. I first asked you, "Are you Mormon?" Mm-hmm. You said no.
Well, I said I was raised Catholic. That's
you,
my that's
were you,
when everybody asks me, are you guys really Mormon? I go, well, I was raised Catholic. And they go, oh. And, you know, they're going, oh, but they don't know what I mean or anything. They're just going, oh, okay, I don't want to talk to this guy anymore.
They're like, oh, we could extend this conversation. Yeah. Or I could, like, just go on with my life.
Interesting.
They go, oh, you're an idiot. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Goodbye.
Really? Oh, interesting. Well, you are smart enough to have a radio show now, so.
We're lucky enough, you know, because
that's
like,
the thing, luck. Yeah,
that's what it is all about, man. I mean, I didn't think we'd ever have a radio show, but we got a radio show now.
But
you
know, it happened the right timing, because if you were Mormon 20 years ago, you wouldn't have a radio show.
No,
now, well, maybe we could be president. Who knows?
And you know, if we were Mormon 20 years ago. If we were Mormon 20 years ago, we couldn't even have black friends, because that religion is so weird that. A long time ago, they believed that black people were the spawn of Satan.
Oh.
That's what I heard. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't want to say bad things about a religion. Because everybody knows that religions are really cool, right? Yeah. And there's nothing bad about religions. But there's a weird cartoon that you could look up about the more... Every religion is weird, okay? I'm not trying to be disrespectful to people's beliefs, but I get bummed out when I hear... The explanation for black people is because they were the spawn of Satan and Satan burned their skin or something.
Oh,
I think it's dumb and fuck that, you know. And I don't know. I didn't know about that until after. I mean, disclaimer here. I didn't know about that until after we started the band, you know. But probably if I knew about that, I probably wouldn't want to be in a band called the Mormons, you know. Yeah. And then the Mormons opposed or they were for that proposition that was wanted to ban gay marriage, you know.
Well, they're... You know, family-oriented. They try to keep their traditional marriage.
And I want to be clear about this, you know, whatever. The band The Mormons, if anybody wants to ruin their lives, go on ahead, you know? Gay or straight, we're not for that, you know?
Yeah, if anybody wants to ruin their life,
go on ahead. We want everybody to get married. We don't care if you're gay or straight. You should be allowed to get married in. The joke is, if you get married, you ruin your life. All right, you get the joke, right, Dan? You're married.
Absolutely.
You are married.
But it's a joke because it's not that bad, right? You got a good woman on your corner.
Are you sure?
All right, we got 10 seconds left. Oh, you know what? We ran out of time. Okay. Thank you, Kaz. I really appreciate it. The More Music Radio Pod. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
All right.